Welcome to No Compromises, a peek into the mind of two old web devs who have seen some things. This is Joel.
And this is Aaron.
So PHP isn't the only language I know how to program. And, you know, Laravel isn't the only framework. And so over the years, you run into other programming languages and you see the different tool sets that they have, you know, like overloading or, you know, interfaces and all that kind of stuff. And especially when you started PHP far back when I did, there wasn't any interfaces that you could test against, or at least I didn't know about them, but I'm pretty certain there wasn't.
Okay.
And so I remember putting together some sort of code that had these plugins, and I wanted to release a whole plugin ecosystem. And in order for a plugin to work in your PHP software library, you had to validate with method exists to make sure that it had all the methods that you plan to call on it, whatever.
Yep.
And so, like, if you have three methods you plan to call on it, like hooks or whatever, you have to make sure those work. And then they released interfaces, or I became aware of them, or however that little, I mean, this was years and years ago. However that came about, I started realizing, oh, I can just check on the instance of that interface. Or as PHP moved on further, now we can type into our parameters. Mm-hmm. And so when we're registering things, we know they're an interface of whatever. And that was great. And I think when a lot of people discovered the value of those interfaces, myself included, I was just, this is amazing. Now I can really finally swap things out and make different instances of logic and strategy patterns and all that kind of stuff. I'm pretty excited.
All your nerd brain cells are firing.
I got to pick my jaw up off the floor though, because there's other languages besides PHP and there's other frameworks besides Laravel. How dare you, sir? How dare you bring that into a Laravel podcast like this? But no, I was racking my brain too, thinking about when did interfaces get introduced to PHP? But yes, you're right. There was a point in time, I can't think of the version number off the top of my head, where we didn't have those things. And it is really nice that we have those now. So I think what you're saying is we should use those everywhere, and we should take that pattern as far as possible.
To the extreme. And so it kind of started making me think about some of the earlier implementations of dependency injection that I had done, and, you know, registering those contracts, those interfaces in case of a service or a concrete instance of something. And I started realizing that, oh boy, I really overdid it sometime in my career. And so that was kind of the point of this. What I wanted to bring up is sometimes you don't have to use all the tools that you have available to you.
Yep.
And then other times, and then keep in mind, like, what is it that you're actually building and what are the chances that this thing will actually get swapped out or make use of those tool sets, or that you don't have an editor with IDE completion or whatever, or, you know, all these different things. Yep. I'm not talking about like just going like completely lazy and not putting any structure in things, but there is at some point you have to start saying like, okay, so our business maybe is working with Stripe, and they've been working with Stripe for the last 3 years, and the chances of us moving off of Stripe is very low. So I'm not going to make a payment charging interface. I'm just going to implement my Stripe and interface, I will put in a payment service, but it's just going to be Stripe related stuff. I'm not going to make an interface and inject only my instance. I'm just going to inject the code that I know is going to be working. On the flip side, there are times when you know that you're going to swap these things out, or that the user might have choice. Maybe the user has the ability to pay with multiple different types of payment methods, and so you actually give the user a choice on what payment method, and then in the background you're going to use a strategy, if you will, of how to charge them,
right?
And then that makes more sense to have these interfaces, because depending on which one, you might have different requirements that those services have to do, etc. But your calling code shouldn't have to know about that, so that might make sense to have one of these interfaces. But the whole point is, like, just because you have a tool, It's that whole phrase, like, just because you have a hammer doesn't mean everything's a nail.
They're very true. Now, so just to get a little more concrete, because like payment gateways is a great example of this. This is like something where it seems well, we might switch at some point. Maybe they'll jack up their fees or this or that.
But the amount of work that it requires and the cost to make them swappable is usually not worth it. And, and like, again, we work with a lot of startups, so it's a little bit different in some of these cases. But your goal is to get to market, not to have, you know, the perfect swappable code for sometime in the future. Like, you know, it's when these people build these tools, these programmers for, like, if we're going to scale huge, you got to get the product done before you scale.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty obvious. I mean, but maybe not. Maybe it's fun to write the code. But like, what I was trying to tease out is, like, so you mentioned a payment service. That payment service talks to Stripe. But, and we're not creating a payment service interface. With the goal that maybe there's like a Braintree interface or a PayPal interface or whatever, you know, flavor service of the month.
Yeah, I mean, there won't be a Braintree service or whatever. Right.
But we do, I mean, I'm trying to think of how to phrase this. We would say we don't want like Stripe objects leaking all the way into our code either, right? So there's kind of like a middle ground where you don't create an interface to abstract it, but you do sort of isolate what that thing is. And so Your models, for example, aren't relying on certain fields that are present in a Stripe payment method. You might call it something different, or it might be called the same thing, but you're not sticking Stripe as a word all over your application code.
Yeah, I mean, in general, like even if you know you're not going to swap out Stripe, you could make two different choices. You could have like Stripe underscore customer ID, or you could have you know, external processor underscore customer ID. Maybe. I mean, but honestly, the amount of times that I've seen people have to migrate from payment provider or like, you know, these different things over and change some columns in their table or whatnot, as long as you're, you know, you actually do the work and not use a field called Stripe underscore ID for your brain trust or brain tree IDs.
No, don't even suggest that, Aaron.
I mean, it's overkill to make this stuff too abstract.
Yeah, that's true. You can always change it later. So payment gateways is one that comes up a lot. The other one I thought of when you started talking about not going too nuts with like abstracting things is like your database, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, what if we're going to switch from MySQL to Postgres or something? Like, I assume your logic is the same, and maybe it's even a little different because Laravel itself provides some abstractions there. We don't have to write all of these ourselves. But would you agree that's another one where maybe people go a little too far?
Yeah, especially when it comes to like the reporting and all that kind of stuff too. Mm-hmm. Like, because a lot of times in reporting, you want to just write SQL statements.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then people get a little too, you know, too rigid on that. Chances are if you're switching a database engine, your data structures change in some way a little bit too. So you're going to have to touch some of that stuff anyway. I mean, I could be wrong. I absolutely could be wrong, but I haven't seen a MySQL to Postgres or vice versa conversion where everything was exactly the same.
Yeah.
It was changed to get some of the benefits of whatever they changed it to, but that meant you had to change some stuff anyway along the line. You know, there wasn't auto-incrementing this or window functions are different here or all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, and that kind of raises another reason to not do like a early abstraction. Like it's the time to build it is one, but you're also kind of targeting like the lowest common denominator, right? Like you can't fully leverage the thing you're using if you're like, well, if Stripe doesn't have this feature that this other payment provider has, I can't use it. Cause if I ever want to switch, like now I can't switch. Like that's sort of the same thing too. Like play to the strengths of what you are using now. Don't get too hung up in what might change down the road. Cause you can't predict the future.
Yeah, and I think the last thing that I would mention about these interfaces and things like that is we're not anti-interface and we're not anti-dependency injection or any of those different things. I mean, I like that a lot. There's a lot of stuff in Laravel, too, that's behavior that's driven off of the presence of interfaces that do nothing but just indicate that this is a behavior that's expected.
Yep.
And so we're not that. It's just more the whole concept is like don't abstract things out. Even if you have the tool sets to easily do it, unless you know what you're doing. You know, it's we talk about interfaces. We talk about even our testing code and stuff like that. If we write some stuff, if it's reused, then it's reused in this class. Mm-hmm. If it's really reused, it's a trait. If it's reused for everything, then put it out into a base class. You know, there's different steps of how to do this.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when we look at our elders, like you, Joel, we think that they're wise they're smarter than us.
They are, yeah. Go on.
And but I have a different theory.
Okay.
As you get older, you're not smarter.
Mm-hmm.
You just run out of stupid things to do.
All right.
Like all you have to, as you get older, the appearance of being wise and smart is just you having a memory.
Mm-hmm.
So you remember the stupid things and you just don't do them anymore. And the people are like, wow, that's smart. You're like, no, not smart. Just did it in 1973 and burnt my face off. So never going to do that again.
I think there's a lot of truth to that. And I don't know why, but when you said you've already done stupid things, the immediate image that popped in my mind was as a teenager watching a friend of mine climb one of these rock exterior walls of a George Webb restaurant and falling onto a car. And I like, I don't know why, but that was like the immediate image of a bad decision you do younger in life. And I didn't even do it. I just witnessed it. But yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Sometimes when you're stuck in a project, it's hard to back up and get the clarity that you need. So you might need someone else to take a look at it with you.
That's something we can help with. We offer a code review service. Reach out and contact us if that's something you're interested in.